Chapter 2. Emily and Kyle meet the fairies. Kyle's massive feet made a crunch crunch sound in the driveway as he made his way to the hostas. Emily sniggered at the sound. The fairies started to panic when they heard the sound. Scarlet flew up into the air to investigate what beast was making the awful crunch crunch sound. She saw, to her horror, Kyle thundering towards the hostas. Meanwhile, Amber and Violet were busying themselves by ignoring their chores. "Hostas would be a great place for fairies to live," said Emily. "Those large leaves would be brilliant at keeping the rain off their tiny little heads."
"Yeah," said Kyle, adding that he thought that fairies lost their magical powers if they got wet.
"Really?" asked Emily.
"Really," said Kyle. "I think I read it somewhere, so it must be true."
Emily thought that this couldn't be true, but didn't want to hurt her friend's feelings. Kyle waddled towards one hosta in particular. "This seems like a great place for fairies to live," he said. "All the rest have holes in the leaves, and that wouldn't do for shelter."
Of course, Emily knew that the holes had been created by slugs, and she too noticed that one hosta had escaped the slug attack.
"If I were a fairy, I'd live under that hosta too," said Emily. "Now, be quiet when you take a look under the leaves."
Kyle wasn't used to being quiet.
Kyle didn't know how to be quiet. Kyle and quiet were not best friends. Crunch, crunch. "Oh my," thought Scarlet, as she watched the giant wingless beast head straight for her home. "What am I going to do? I must warn my sisters."
As quick as a flash, Scarlet flew down towards her sisters.
"There are two giants headed for our home. You must leave here straight away and hide," ordered Scarlet.
Amber and Violet were fed up being ordered about.
"No," they said, "we're not being ordered about any more. We do not like it."
"But," said Scarlet.
"But nothing," said Amber.
"Yeah, but nothing," repeated Violet.
Just then, a giant human paw lifted one of the leaves to reveal a giant watery eye. Kyle was now staring at three tiny winged people. His jaw dropped.
Just then, another eye appeared. Emily's jaw dropped too.
Scarlet, Amber, and Violet looked up at the two giant sets of eyes, and their jaws dropped also.